Three Consequences of Rejecting God's Authority by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 2, 1 through 3. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." If you've ever been on a road trip with a toddler, you've probably experienced the struggle of trying to keep them buckled in their car seat for hours on end. They don't understand that the restraints are keeping them safe and that ultimately you love them and you know what's best. So it is with mankind and their Maker. From the beginning of creation until now, people have tried to cast off every restraint placed on them by the loving hand of God. Not willing to yield to the perfect will of the Father, nations have rejected God's authority again and again. Though the Lord remains faithful, he also maintains justice, and there are consequences to rejecting his authority. Here are three of them listed in the Bible. 1. They get what they ask for. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Psalm 106:13-15. Nations that disregard God's counsel in favor of their own lusts eventually get what they ask for. Sadly, though their flesh is satisfied, their soul is parched like a dry and thirsty land with no water. Let us come to the fountain of living water, to the well that never runs dry, and drink to the full of God's goodness and mercy. John 4:10. 2. They suffer unnecessarily. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness and their blossom will ascend like dust. Because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 5:24. The horrendous aftermath of a wildfire may be an accurate word picture of the consequences that a nation without God will suffer. Consumed by their own falsehoods, those who reject the word of the Lord will suffer unnecessarily. However, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive. 1 John 1:9. He longs for us to return to him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. He longs to cover us with his mighty hand and be our protector. Let us repent and humble our hearts before him that he might come and heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. 3. They are left to their own devices. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. He said, "I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith." Deuteronomy 32:18-20. Rejection of the Lord's sovereignty and provision only leads to a desolate ending. Without faith in the one who made us, we are empty, lacking, and ultimately left to our own devices. Let us turn back to our rock and remember our Maker. Just like the father who was waiting at the window for the return of his prodigal son, so the Lord is waiting for us to return to him. "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6:2.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.